Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's 603-283-6160. And joining you here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
Yep, you can bring up anything. That's the point of the show. We, of course, bring stuff in to the table for you to digest. Hopefully you'll find it interesting, or perhaps, in most cases, outrageous. In fact, starting out the show tonight, another clip from these Australian bureaucrats. Now, remember, in Australia, it is currently wintertime. It's getting towards the end of wintertime, but it's still wintertime there in Australia, which means that it's flu season and it's crackdown, and they've had parts of Australia have had the longest lockdown of anywhere on the planet at this point, coming up shortly.
Or prisoners, as I like to call it.
Yes. And so they've got more planned, though. They're not stopping here with full-on lockdowns and total obedience. No, they have something else they want to bring you. And this from one of the ugliest-looking government bureaucrats you will ever see. I'll make her full screen for you there, Peakless Mountaineer, so you can take a look at her, if you consider this a her.
Yeah, Australia's got a homeliness problem.
This is a question from the reporters.
How soon do we need to get them so that we can maintain these freedoms we're being promised?
We need to get used to being vaccinated with COVID vaccine for the future.
For the future.
Yeah, forever.
For the future.
You just need to get used to the idea that government can put whatever it wants in your body.
Let's see what else she has to say.
I can't see that COVID is not going to be with us forever.
Pause.
Maybe in the future.
Yeah, that was always the truth. Now that is actually true.
Yeah, the cold's been with us forever.
When a virus emerges, it is with us forever.
Well, that's not the first coronavirus to exist on the planet either, so.
No.
Like, duh.
The cold, the flu, which are actually a lot of different viruses, and guess what? None of them ever go away.
We can have even better vaccines and coverage across the world to achieve that. I mean, as a public health doctor, we always want to have diseases go, get totally eliminated, but that's not on the horizon in the near future.
Okay, that is a lie. So, from her specifically, so she is a government official.
A purported doctor with the government, yes.
Okay, so we always want viruses to go away. Oh, really? So, we actually had this thing where there was this smallpox vaccination throughout the world. Where we could have, for the first time in human history, eliminated a single virus.
Mm-hmm.
What did we do? And I don't mean we. What did they do? What did the governments do? They took the smallpox virus, and they put it on ice. And they put it in a little lab very far away. We could have eradicated it from the planet. It was the one time where we actually could have done that. And I'm not saying that that was a great idea to do anyway, because these things just show back up. And honestly, the thing to do is just be capable of dealing with threats. But the one time when we actually could have eradicated a virus from the planet, our governments said no.
Why do you think that is?
Because they want to kill us. Because they actually
really?
Like... Yes.
Well, they're doing a really piss-poor job of it. I mean, if they want to kill people... I mean, this has been the kind of the conspiracy theory side of this. So the Georgia Guidestones, you know, they say that they're going to reduce the world's population to, what is it, 5 million or something like that, or 50 million, or 500 million. Some number that's way smaller than what it is now. And that's spooky as hell. There's no doubt about it. But don't they benefit from having a bunch of obedient sheep around to earn money
for
them?
Yeah, they want to farm us.
Not a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's the thing. They want to kill us. They don't want to kill themselves. They don't want to kill their friends. And most of the ways of actually eradicating us effectively kill their friends, too.
That's a good point.
Well, that's why
they release something that's actually a real killer, unlike COVID, which barely kills anyone.
Mm-hmm. I mean, government isn't good at very many things, right? But one thing that they are renowned for is killing.
Yes,
so
that's true.
They are. Now, if they wanted to kill a bunch more, there's really nothing preventing them from doing so. So why are they not doing that? It's because they want to farm us. In the same way that the movie The Matrix, you know, uses the analogy of people being batteries, right? People are cattle for the elite, for the governments, right? They want to farm us for some of our labor. We are free-range cattle.
They don't need that many of us to live for that. They really don't need that many of us to live for that. But honestly, life finds a way.
I'm going to go on here with more of this clip. I think I still have it in front of me. There it is.
So booster doses, repeat doses will be part of it. You know, there'll be different advice about different schedules, which doses you get. But at the moment, our priority has to be getting first and second doses into people, and there will be recommendations about booster doses in the future. And I can assure you that the Commonwealth Government has purchased a large quantities of vaccine into 2022, and this will be a regular cycle of vaccination and revaccination.
Yes. Can we get like some people to start chucking shoes again?
This is going to be good news for the bottom line over at Pfizer and Moderna.
Can we normalize shoe chucking?
We need a booster shot every 6 months, which that is actually the way this is designed. So, I've been looking into this, and the way that an mRNA vaccine works is that it doesn't actually function on any part except the spike protein.
Right.
Now, the spike protein is how the virus attaches to cells. So, virus comes in, and if you've got this vaccine, then you can deal with it if it has this very specific signature of spike protein, this very specific way of attaching to cells. Mm. However, I mean, basically what you are doing at that point is you are selectively evolving viruses for only changing their ability to attach to cells. So you're not changing what they do once they do attach.
Mm-hmm.
So the normal way of immunity is you will do that. You will also evolve ways to destroy the capsule of the virus. So there's the spike protein, there's the capsule, and there's the nucleus. And in the normal way of immunity, you are trying to destroy all three of those. You're trying
if you let your body do it on its own?
Right. Yes. If you just let your body find its immunity, mm-hmm. then it's going to find an immunity to the way that things attach, an immunity to how it holds itself together, and an immunity to what it does once it does attach.
So the mRNA only brings one out of three to the table at most, and a variant might completely bypass that anyway.
Which is why they say, like, the Delta variant, like, people who've already been vaccinated mm-hmm. can still carry it and spread it, because it's only doing one of those three things.
And this is very important. So they're actually correct when they say that the Delta variant is both more infectious and more lethal.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only one way to do that. So what normally happens when you're adapting to all three of these is that viruses will change how powerful they are. They will become less powerful so that they kill fewer hosts, because that becomes part of the selective advantage. By being less lethal, they can spread further. But when you are only attacking the way that it attaches, then it finds better and newer ways to attach. And if it's not changing what it does once it attaches, then it just becomes more lethal, because attaching faster and better means that you can do more of what you were doing.
This is in response to your question a moment ago, or your statement about, you know, government doesn't need that many of us, right? Well, just like the virus, government wants to grow its power in any way, shape, or form it can do. And if humanity is the battery, the fuel, if you will, by which they do that, then of course they would want the population to continue growing, because it means more power for them. More tax cattle to farm equals more wealth for them.
However, to make the argument on the other side of that coin, elderly, sick people, and very obese, sick people are not exactly the most productive cattle.
Yeah, to use a pun, they tax
net
the
tax
system.
Consumers right. rather yeah. than net tax producers.
We're going to continue here in moments because you know, everybody could have predicted that there were going to be endless vaccines. I mean, that one's pretty easy. But this next piece of news, I had to check because I thought this has to be fake. But no, it's real. We'll tell you what's coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The live Saturday show is upon you. The number 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, bring up whatever is on your mind. Coming up, If you thought that the endless boosters, vaccines weren't a surprise, this next one may be a surprise.
Yeah, no? It's time to get your booster.
Now they're going to release a pill, and we'll tell you about the pill and who's making it and what it's for. In case you haven't heard about this yet.
I'm not sure I should be taking the pill.
I don't think you should, but we'll get into that.
I don't intend on getting pregnant, so I'm not sure how it's relevant to me.
Free Talk Live was the first major radio show to tell the world about Bitcoin. And where were you when the crypto revolution first began? Did you end up buying any back then? Well, it's now more than a decade later, and a new generation of crypto is hoping to change the world again. If you listened last year, you heard us talking about Intercoin. It's a new cryptocurrency to help unite local communities and businesses make their economy stronger, all without having to rely on the state. Intercoin team members have already built apps that have reached now 9 million users in dozens of countries around the world. Well, Intercoin is launching worldwide. Anywhere you live, this is your chance to buy it using your favorite Ethereum wallet by going to exchanges like Uniswap. Using Intercoin, you can even launch your own crypto for your own members and customers under your own brand. If you want to learn more, go to intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org, and follow the steps to get some Intercoin for yourself. You can be part of the next generation of cryptocurrency, and this time you heard it here. That's intercoin.org. Now, this one took me by surprise, I have to say. I mean, there's not a lot that surprises me these days with the medical tyranny police state that we have found ourselves in. And I had to check on this one. I wasn't sure about the source, nationalfile.com. Sounded like one of those generic, you know, possible parody websites.
Although
or something
I think
like
I've cited something from there before.
I checked it out, and it's a legitimate thing here because they actually link to the CEO of Pfizer, who he himself links to Pfizer's own press release from Pfizer.com. But here's what the summary from National File says. Pfizer is testing a twice-per-day COVID pill.
Twice a day?
Yes, that's right.
Twice a day?
Pharmaceutical megacorporation Pfizer is now developing a COVID pill that is meant to be taken alongside of the COVID vaccines that have already made the company a staggering amount of money. The new pill is expected to be released by the end of this year and will be required to be taken twice per day. This is a quote from Albert Bourla, who is apparently the CEO of Pfizer. This is from his Twitter account.
I was told he's unvaccinated.
Wouldn't surprise me. Quote, success against COVID-19 will likely require both vaccines and treatments. We're pleased to share we've started a phase 2-3 study of our oral antiviral candidate specifically designed to combat, get this, SARS-CoV-2 in non-hospitalized, low-risk adults.
What's in the pills?
Oh, magic.
Is it, I don't know, ivermectin maybe?
I don't know, but it's what's interesting about this, beyond the fact that they're now going to be pushing a pill in addition to their vaccines, is who this is going to be marketed at. It's marketed, according to the press release, now I'm reading from Pfizer.com, their press release released September 1st, non-hospitalized. If you're not hospitalized, you don't have a serious case, right? Symptomatic adult participants, so symptomatic meaning that, like, they got some sort of runny nose or some, they can't taste things or whatever, so they got enough to where they found out that they've got COVID, but it's not bad enough to actually go to the hospital. People who have confirmed diagnosis of SARS-CoV-2 infection and are not, underlined, are not at an increased risk of progressing to severe illness, which may lead to hospitalization or death. Why do they need a pill?
They don't.
If you are non-hospitalized and not likely to have an increased risk of actually being put in the hospital, why do you need to take this pill?
Well, to make yourself inconvenient.
To make yourself feel better.
Well, yes. And you asked, is ivermectin in that? I guarantee it's not ivermectin, and I can tell you exactly why. Hmm. Ivermectin is cheap. Available and effective.
I mean, if it's a placebo anyway, they could just put whatever in it, and you'd never know.
Well, some people believe that these vaccines are not placebos, and they're putting something very nasty in it, and that's what's causing some of these side effects.
Again, I'm with you. Nothing would surprise me in that respect as far as what they're doing. But the reason that people would take this pill is the same reason people put the masks on.
Mm-hmm. To make themselves feel better.
Make them feel like they did something because they feel so helpless. They're so fearful. They've been plugged into their televisions for far too long. Yeah. And the television is just fear, fear, fear all day long that they feel like they have to do something. And since they can't do anything, they feel helpless. So they
There's
do,
a pill for that.
There's a pill for that. And guess what? People are really good at doing taking pills.
Yes, and they love that.
I think you're better off wearing a garlic necklace, personally.
It is what is called a protease inhibitor. Now, I don't know what that means.
Protease? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know what that means?
It breaks down proteins.
So that's what they're saying. This is a protease inhibitor antiviral therapy. Is what they're saying this is. They're starting a randomized double-blind trial, which will enroll over 1,000 participants. It says these protease inhibitors like PF-0732-1332, which is the specific thing they are testing, are designed to block the activity of the main protease enzyme that the coronavirus needs to replicate. Co-administration with a low dose of ritonavir is expected to help slow the metabolism or breakdown of this drug in order for it to remain in the body for longer periods of time at higher concentrations, but you'll still need to take it twice a day.
So here's just a quick thought on this. Like, let's assume, hypothetically, that there's absolutely no funny business going on, that these are doing exactly what they claim. Okay. Do people really think it is a good idea to become dependent on pharmaceutical companies for their immune system?
That sounds scary to me.
I don't think it's a good idea. In fact, I've said repeatedly, I got the COVID and I got over it,
yeah.
Which more than 99% of the time is what happens. So none of this is necessary. The jab's not necessary. The pill, it's not necessary. The lockdown's not necessary. The mask's not necessary. All of the things that they, quote-unquote, have done have been ineffective and or are completely unnecessary.
Well, and we could not imagine how many viruses our bodies have already done that to. That's what they do.
The thing that they have going for them with the announcement of the pill is that globally, people are taking so many drugs, man. You know what I mean? The pharmaceutical industry kind of rules the world right now with respect to having nearly everybody on the planet taking something of theirs on a regular basis.
Well, and it's also important for people to know that, because it sounds like hyperbole to say that it kind of rules the world right now, but it's worth remembering the pharmaceutical industry is an offshoot of the oil industry.
Really?
Pharmaceuticals, as we understand them, are petrochemicals, almost exclusively. Not entirely exclusively, there are exceptions, but the vast majority of them are petrochemicals. Petrochemicals are produced from oil derivatives. So just as much as the oil companies decide which countries we invade, so that is the level of power that pharmaceutical companies have, because they are part of the oil conglomerate.
The number here, 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. Later on in the press release, it does admit they've also tested this on people who are at an increased risk of progressing to severe COVID-19. There's more coming up here, so they're just testing it. They want this to be used for everybody. It's free time.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will travel to New York and New Jersey next week to survey storm damage from the remnants of Hurricane Ida. With power due back for almost all of New Orleans by next week, Mayor LaToya Cantrell is strongly encouraging residents who evacuated because of Hurricane Ida to begin returning home. This as the cleanup continues in Louisiana and Mississippi from Hurricane Ida. Jim Mackingvale, otherwise known as Mattress Mac, owner of Gallery Furniture in Houston, Texas, joins Fox and Friends on Saturday and discusses how he and the people of Texas are helping those affected by Hurricane Ida.
The focus of the effort, however, has been getting supplies, water, non-perishable food, baby supplies, cleaning supplies, all those types of things, generators, especially generators.
USA Radio News. The White House is doubling its inflation forecast this year. The Biden administration now projecting inflation to rise by 4.8% in the fourth quarter of 2021, up from the 2% forecasted in May. Mike Stacy owns a farm just outside of Decatur, Illinois. He tells CNBC this year looks like a good year for crops, but inflation and uncertainty regarding taxes has him concerned.
All of our dry fertilizer and fuel has gone up since last May of 2020, 30 to 80%. So prices, you know, when our prices go up, seem like everything kind of follows. You know, we got good prices this year, but what's the future going to hold? You always kind of wonder, you know, everything that goes up comes down, and we hope it doesn't come down real fast and too soon.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden enjoying the Labor Day weekend at their Delaware home. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Join us here, 603-283-6160. Who's ready to line up for a twice-a-day pill from Pfizer? Yes?
Wait, now, are these suppositories?
Well, I mean, you could probably take them that way if that's what you're into.
Oh, that gives new meaning to the word suppose, doesn't it?
603-283-6160. The
hey,
news.
Hey, up the butt is only the right way to test for COVID.
All right, let's not continue that line of thought.
There used to be a Facebook page. It was taken down a while ago, but it was called It in the Butt. And then if you liked it, you'd get a notification if, like, you know, or your friends would all get a notification.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right,
no, that is something to, like, let's not let them get so absurd that they decide that that's a better way of testing, shall we?
The number is 603-283-6160 is where you can join us here. Coming up, we've got maybe a little bit of good news. There's not a whole lot of good news out there in regards to COVID crackdowns, but, Captain, you've got a cafe that you want to tell us about.
Modern problems require modern solutions.
And we'll get into that and what they've done to allow themselves to go back into business after being shut down by the government gang. But first, a little bit more about this Pfizer press release being reported on by nationalfile.com, because they are right now testing a twice a day pill that is in the moment being tested on people who are non-hospitalized, positive for COVID, and low risk, meaning that they don't have a likelihood of it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
That's who they're testing this on, according to the press release from Pfizer.
Why? Why? I mean, I don't understand. I'm with you on the, like, why is this necessary?
Because they want to be able to show that, hey, it helped, even though they're already going to beat this thing normally.
Because that gives you objective facts. So if you're hospitalized and you take this thing and you die, that's an objective fact. This did not cause me to live. Whereas if you're not hospitalized, you're probably going to get over this anyway, then it's just a pure cash cow.
Indeed. Although they did admit they were testing it earlier this summer on people who were likely to get worse.
I keep thinking back to that.
They want everybody who gets COVID to take this thing, basically.
I keep thinking,
unless you're hospitalized.
Right. I keep thinking back to the Utopia TV show, where they did something similar to what's going on. That's why it was so scary, and that's why it was canceled, because it was a little too on the nose for a lot of people. But there was two steps to their process. The first step was to get everybody to, I don't know, take an injection or something like that. But then the second step was to get them to consume something that contained the other thing. That was the two things combined, then triggered a thing, which was their ultimate goal.
Well, and there is an element of that that is certainly happening right now that is very, very specifically and easily trackable. So the green revolution, the fact that we made way more food out of the same amount of soil, means that we did end up with certain nutritional deficiencies mm-hmm. in vitamins, minerals, I think cholesterols as well, but like there are certain nutritional deficiencies of our food. They had the same amount of protein, they had the same amount of caloric intake, but they stopped providing us with the same amount of vitamins and minerals. Now, mm-hmm. the vitamins and minerals such as vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, those are the sorts of things that your body needs to help you defend against viruses. So the fact that they've made all of this mass amount of very cheap food that is nutritionally deficient, that is what they gave us on that side. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the show that you mentioned, they had engineered a thing genetically into it. To sort of trigger
right.
this.
Yeah, it was some sort of, I don't want to call it fake meat, but it was something like that. But they of course, piloted it in public schools. So the first people to eat this food that contained the other thing was, children, of course.
Yeah, what they engineered into our food is having way more food for the same amount of actual soil.
But so,
and that's where it gets the vitamins and minerals.
If I'm following this as a pattern, or if this is why I'm asking the question, because it feels to me like, okay, you got the injection, now you take the pill. What does the pill do along with the injection? This is my question.
I don't want to find out.
I don't either, but...
Media corporations, according to NationalFile.com, have already expressed excitement about the new pill, which is a strange thing to say, but not surprising, right? Like, this is a new thing they get to pimp to their scared audiences.
I mean, I've been excited about drugs before, but that's only because I'm a musician.
And Pfizer is so confident the pill will be swiftly approved and mandated by governments that it has already started a production line before the end of the clinical trials. So they basically know they've got the FDA in their pocket, and they're like, all right.
They're going to have a warehouse full of this crap before
ready to
it's
roll.
Even...
Yeah.
What? They're going to give people stuff that hasn't gone through clinical trials?
Oh, no, they're going through the trials right now. They're just expecting
they're
going to be approved.
Oh, they haven't finished the clinical trials.
Yes, they're expecting they're going to be approved. That way, once
like all of
these
emergency use authorizations.
Correct. Once they get that, or full approval or whatever, they're just going to be able to open up the cargo bay doors and load them out into the eager hands of those fearful individuals who are just looking for everything they possibly can to reduce their chances of actually dying from a thing that they have almost no chance of dying from in the first place. And by the way, the media corporation's line is interesting because on the Pfizer CEO's post about this, you can read the comments, right? And one of the comments mentions, apparently, and I checked it out, and it's true, that on the board of directors of Pfizer is James A. Smith. Who is he? He's 57 years old. He's the president and chief executive officer of Thomson Reuters Corporation.
As in Reuters?
Yeah. The world's leading source of intelligent information for businesses and professionals. So
I'm sorry, that I think bears repeating. So the Pfizer guy is the news guy?
Well, no. He's so the guy at the CEO is the CEO. One of the board of directors on Pfizer also happens to be the chief executive officer and president of Thomson Reuters Corporation.
Oh, there's
the news company.
There's no conflict of interest there.
No, that might explain one of the reasons why the news agencies are so excited about all these vaccines and things like that coming out of Pfizer, because, well, if Pfizer does well, so does James Smith.
Wow, it's almost like they wouldn't cover, you know, the potential dangers of this product.
It's like they're working together somehow.
Other companies are also hard at work, according to National File, on COVID pills to be taken indefinitely while governments and media corporations focus on COVID. In Singapore, a 16-year-old boy was ruled to be eligible for a $225,000 settlement this week after suffering a myocarditis cardiac arrest event at age 16 that doctors ruled was likely in response to receiving his first dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, with the Ministry of Health stating that it was likely a serious adverse event arising from the vaccine he received, which apparently you can sue them over that in Singapore, but not here.
Safe. But it's safe, everybody. Yeah. It's totally safe. There have been no side effects. It's totally safe.
They say it might have been aggravated by his strenuous lifting of weights and his high consumption of caffeine through energy drinks and supplements, which, of course, a ton of Americans are taking caffeine on a regular basis.
And eating, you know, crappily.
So there's your update on what's coming soon.
As a libertarian-minded person, I have to ask, can clinical trials be nullified? Wrong kind of trial?
No, I mean, what do you mean by
wrong kind of trial?
What would that look like?
Like jury nullification?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, all right.
You just have to not take the stuff when they try to push it on you.
I don't have a problem with that. Yeah. However, it sounds like other people are going to have a problem with me not taking it, so.
So it's worth putting this in the proper language. If we haven't reached the end of clinical trials, it means you are an experiment. You are being biologically experimented on if you take, for example, the BioNTech Pfizer vaccine.
Any of these, suppose they're not. They don't even really meet the definition of all other vaccines, with the exception of the Johnson & Johnson one.
No, it's experimental gene therapy with mRNA.
Right. The Pfizer and the Moderna meet that definition, which is not the definition of a vaccine.
And don't forget, Johnson & Johnson also has now got a booster that they're looking to push out, too. So if you thought that was going to be a one-off thing, nope. I want to sell you some boosters. And the government might want to mandate them.
Well, it's very simple. You just need to put whatever the government says in your body every 6 months or twice a day.
The number here is 603-283-6160. It's not an or thing. It's you take the vaccines and if you get sick.
Well, they said DDT is safe, too.
They'll prescribe this thing to you. 603-283-6160. You can join us here. Share your thoughts on Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live, and we're here on the live Saturday show. The number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. And I want to say thank you to Mr. Spooner. Mr. Spooner is a silver amplifier. What does that mean? An amplifier is somebody that helps us amp the show, advertise, market, and promote. That's what AMP stands for. And it helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country. We've got over 180 great stations, various different points throughout the United States and beyond. And you can help us get more. If you like the ideas on the show, you like the messaging that we have here every single night of the week, all 7 nights on Free Talk Live, you can help us out. As Mr. Spooner has done, he's doing $5 a month, the silver level amplifier. That's all we ask for, and we definitely appreciate it. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal. You can use your debit or credit card as well. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Peakless Mountaineer, you had a story you wanted to share about vaccines and liabilities, and of course, Pfizer's now working on a twice-a-day pill to give to people that have come down with COVID. What else should we know about this?
So one of the things that hasn't received a whole lot of attention, because they really don't want to draw attention to the fact that the FDA didn't fully approve the vaccines that are currently being, let's just say, heavily encouraged in a lot of places. Mm-hmm. And by heavily encouraged, I mean you are not allowed to engage in civilization in New York City, for example.
That's right. Not just New York City.
Not
other
just
cities
them
as well.
Oh, and I would like to mention briefly that one of the differences in the COVID vaccine passports that they're doing. So in Europe, you could get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Or you can prove that you have a recent negative test, or you can prove that you have a natural immunity by showing that you have the antibodies present in your bloodstream. And any one of those will give you a free pass to get through the vaccine passport thing there. Whereas in America, it is only the vaccine.
Well, I mean, either way, in Europe, you're still violating people's medical privacy, and there are people in the streets right now.
I'm not saying it's good. Yeah. I'm saying it's worse here, because they won't even acknowledge that there is such a thing as natural immunity.
It's worse here, but yet the protests are much more strenuous and more, lengthy in Europe. Right now, the people in France are still protesting after apparently 8 weeks against this vaccine passport.
Yeah, the French are showing everybody how it's done in respect to the protests, because I don't see any of that going on anywhere near us. I don't see any reports of it happening in the U.S. I don't see really any protests about
There have this. Been some photos from New York City with groups of what was described as hundreds of people protesting.
I mean, I know that there's like,
a shadow of what's going on.
Yeah, there's some local protests. Yeah. Like there was a nurses' protest for like the medical facilities that are making nurses get vaccinated.
That's happening in New Hampshire.
So there are, to be fair, there are protests, but not on the scale of what the French are doing by any stretch.
Yeah, it's good to see that that yellow jacket revolution hasn't completely disappeared.
No, not at all. Very, very strong protests. In fact, I was just watching footage of what looked like hundreds and hundreds of people that were storming a shopping mall somewhere in France because they weren't going to show a mask, and they knew that if they came in with a large number, they couldn't be stopped. Anyway, what do you want to share?
So this is from childrenshealthdefense.org. It's called The Defender. Two things mainstream media didn't tell you about FDA's approval of Pfizer vaccine. Buried in the fine print of Monday's approval by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration of the Pfizer Comirnaty COVID vaccine are two critical facts that affect whether the vaccine can be mandated and whether Pfizer can be held liable for injuries. The Defender is experiencing censorship, like a lot of us are, so they give us a nice little, hey, give it help. Share this. And
it sounds familiar. I wonder if I've read this already.
Monday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved a biologics license application for the Pfizer Comirnaty vaccine. Now, we were talking about this is not the BioNTech. This is the Comirnaty. And that seems to be one of the obfuscations that is going through the mainstream media at the moment, is that they are trying to conflate these two different vaccines. And
so Pfizer has more than one vaccine?
Correct. Correct. Pfizer has two different vaccines. One of them is the BioNTech vaccine. Now, that has the emergency youth euthanization authorization? No, wait. Emergency use authorization. And so the thing about that, you actually cannot mandate emergency use authorization vaccines.
Right. There was, once this Comirnaty, ridiculously named vaccine, was approved, all the news headlines were crowing about, all right, finally, now we can get to the mandates.
And that's exactly the case.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the interesting things is that
But you're saying it's different?
It is. Well,
so the thing they've been injecting people with this whole time from Pfizer is not the thing that got approved?
Correct.
Huh.
Now, their official statement is that it has the same level of effectiveness.
Are they both mRNA?
They're trying to be in both lanes at the same time. They're trying to say that it is the same and it isn't the same.
Because I've been told that, it's the same exact thing, it's just called something different.
And
so it's all very confusing.
Well, that is very confusing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the fact of the matter is that, like, when they take this vial and they put it inside of you, you don't know what's in there.
You have no idea.
So are they exactly the same thing? I don't know.
How could you tell?
Do I get to get a sample of each of them so I can check and find out if they are exactly the same thing or completely opposite things?
And who would be able to tell you anyway?
I mean, the FDA.
Yeah, and, much like grocery shopping, there's a bit of, I don't know, I'm not going to say ignorant, but there's a bit of, I'll call it social trust. I don't have a better term for it. But because grocery shopping is such a common thing, you just take it for granted that you go to the grocery store and you read the ingredients on the back of a can of something, and you go, yep, that's what's in it. You really don't know. If you're buying like a can of chili or something, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It says it's got some ingredients, but you don't know what's actually in that very can. Same thing goes for pharmaceuticals. Doctor prescribed me this, and you get the pills, a little bottle, and like you just take them. You don't know that what he prescribed you is actually what's in your bottle of pills.
Right.
However, if you take a publicly available product, and you demonstrate, this is beyond the safe allowance of, say, rat feces. You can just take that product, do your test on that product, and say, this is outside what's allowed, and then you can sue the company that did that. Now, this isn't something that you can just go pick up a vial and go do your own little tests. Mm-hmm. No, you are only allowed to get this directly into your body.
Okay. And what if, can you sue these people? Because according to what we've said before on the show, according to finelaw.com, drug companies cannot be sued for vaccine injuries because in 1986, Congress passed a law that protects vaccine manufacturers from being sued in civil personal injury and
even
wrongful death.
If you do, like if you are able to sue, like it's irrelevant if you die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Or if you're completely crippled and
crippled, or something else happens, you know.
So there is a special court for vaccines, which does not punish the vaccine maker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for regular, fully FDA-approved vaccines.
Like, a fund or something that they sit on?
Yes.
And, like, that's where...
You're referring to the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it doesn't actually punish the vaccine manufacturer for manufacturing something that harmed or killed you or a loved one.
And how did the funds get into this program? Is it from taxpayers?
Yes.
I was under the impression...
Taxpayer funded.
It was funded by the pharmaceutical company.
There might be sort of like an insurance payment on that, but I'm pretty sure that it's taxpayer funded.
Okay.
But at any rate, you have a group fund rather than directly getting that money from the person in the Mitt Romney sense of the word, that harmed you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not actually punishing them for doing terrible things to
people. So there is no liability for that.
Right.
Yeah. Whereas, emergency use authorization doesn't even let you access that court.
Okay.
For emergency use authorization, you can only access that court if the government did it first.
Right, and which all of the vaccines currently enjoy.
Right.
The emergency use authorization.
Well, the three big ones, yes. Although the new Comirnaty has full approval, but they just don't have enough for everybody.
Mm.
Ain't that something? We have plenty of the BioNTech that has even less liability.
But yet the pill manufacturer can get a whole warehouse full of pills before it's even approved.
Ain't that something?
Weird.
Almost like even the tiny amount of liability that they wanted here, which is largely reputation liability, they just can't provide you that product. That we don't have enough of it yet.
Oh, by the way, that program, the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program,
and Vic,
payouts are capped at $250,000.
Right.
That's nothing. I mean,
Oh, did you think your life was worth more than that?
Right.
Oh.
I mean, you look at some of the crazy lawsuits out there. Millions and millions of dollars are awarded. Now, this vaccine cripples you for life. $250,000 is the maximum you get, and it's still up to the government, right? We're coming up here in moments. You can join us. We do have some good news on...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.